There is no trapdoor to no underground river. It doesn't exist. Listen, Louis can wax melancholy for days about his sorry little life. Some character in an adventure novel who's gonna turn out a big winner in the end. You a big winner yet, Louis? You ask me how I spend my days. I wake up. I boil water on the old Coleman stove for coffee. I take my position at the motors, listen for the whistles, and I do my part to launch. In the hours between launching and lunch, I make ropes, which on boats are called lines. Every day except for Saturday, the sandwich man delivers a cold lunch to me at my station in the Miss Cut and Clip, otherwise known as the sandwich boat. Sometimes after lunch, we dock for a couple hours, catch some shade, walk into town for supplies. No, people don't bother us much. They just turn their eyes down and sell us a six-pack of Coke. Yeah, we drink Coke. I mean, not all the time. But you can't beat that first sip out of the can, especially after a night of drinking whiskey and beer and wine and then whiskey and then some beer and some wine. So maybe a little whiskey. Anyway, where was I? These boats have been in the water more than 75 years. The crew's taken them into hiding twice, dragging the entire fleet into a secret cave or lagoon. You ask me why they went into hiding? You'll hear stories that were all made up of crime genes, prone to looting unsuspecting campers. Some might say that we're descended from a bunch of prisoners who escaped out a window with a sheet rope. You can believe that if you want, it's no skin off my teeth. But it might be scarier to believe the truth. They're all just a bunch of free thinkers with no place left to go. The original design of the boats has evolved over the years. The Althea used to be a double-decker. The Alice grows by the week like weeds. But it all was the idea of the original captain who convinced his closest friends to take to the water with him. The early years were rough. The bickering, the weather, and one night after pushing the boat through a hailstorm, the captain had a dream of the ultimate docking place, where the water was smooth as glass, and there were little colored lean-tos built for everyone, and the air smelled like honeysuckle, and everything was abundance, year-round raspberries, fresh sweet water, cigarettes that rolled themselves, carrots leaping clean out of the ground, right into people's mouths, and so forth. And there was this woman overlooking it all, straddling the river, her skirts full of eternity pockets. Yeah, that's what he called them, eternity pockets. And in the dream, she had eight arms and two heads, and she was just humming this song that kept everybody moving about their day with the sweetest little smile on their face. All right, and she reached into her pockets, and she pulled out gifts and showered them on everybody. Gold dust, flower petals. To make young skin, old skin young, and maybe make old young skin old if you're unlucky. When the captain got from that dream, he had a pencil in his hand, and he had drawn a picture of her in his sleep. Now that's impressive. And they are called the Sisters, and they are the protectors of the fleet. Not two old ladies selling colored ice aboard the Alice. Not everybody believes in her. But they sure do enjoy dressing up like her for Halloween. It's okay. She doesn't mind if you don't think she's real. She's ready to sweep you up into her skirts just the same. Now Richard, he's gonna come up here a little later and give a big outline lecture about why we're on the river. But nobody knows why we're floating. Aren't we just floating simply to float? This is Kathleen Clayton Thomas aboard the boat Alice, one of the seven swimming sisters of Switchback. And I affirm that everything I say is true as far as this woman knows it.